Warning: the following show may have objectionable language and topics, but we know you will enjoy it anyway.
A great man does not seek applause or place. He seeks for truth. He seeks the road to happiness, and what he ascertains, he gives to others. Robert Greene Ingersoll.
Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hope you had a wonderful week.
I hope so as well. We are finally getting this on the air. It's about time.
Yeah, a week and a day.
Yeah, well, we were late. What can you say?
Yeah, well, we had a sick child.
Issues.
Doctors and antibiotics and annoying children.
Yeah, she just better keep it to herself and not spread it to anyone else because nobody else is sick right now.
Yeah.
Anyways, the show must go on, even if it has to go on late.
All right. Well, then let's do this.
All righty.
So we have Twitter followers again.
All right.
We've got Ivan Moreno, Secret Stage, mm-hmm. Bad Medicine, Rimen Sadiq. Sounds right.
Not sure about that, but okay.
Tronald Dump.
Mm-hmm.
One More Drink. Atheist Power Chris. Sound right? Yeah.
Sure.
Heather R. Higgins.
Uh-huh.
John, no, I'm not, I don't even, D.D. Amal.
No.
Damu?
I don't know. Again, so many apologies will be added again.
Yeah, Martin Hisboik?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
And Nancy Fox.
And again, several he screwed up.
Oh, I guarantee that.
And he apologizes. But what can you do?
Yeah, true. I'm horrible at names.
Yeah.
Always have been, always will be.
Well, names can go either way. You know, it could look like it's spelled like this, but that's not how it sounds whatsoever because
absolutely.
It's a personal name.
Exactly. And I just don't know. And short of asking everyone how to pronounce their name.
Which would be really annoying.
It would.
Yeah. So you say the name wrong in the way you think it is, and then you say apologies for those that I butchered.
All right.
Moving on.
So I've got a little rant today. It's not a big, huge rant.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've heard the rants are somewhat tame compared to other people's rants.
Apparently. But it's pretty big for me.
Okay.
Earlier this week, Stephen Colbert talked about Trump in his first 100 days.
Oh, okay. I did not catch that.
Yeah. Well, you're going to because I'm going to play the audio.
Oh, are you now?
And it ended with him going on this tirade. So here comes the audio.
Okay.
Mr. Trump, your presidency, I love your presidency. I call it disgrace the nation. You're not the POTUS. You're the bloatus. You're the glutton with the button. You're a regular gorge Washington. You're the presidents, but you're turning into a real pricktator. Sir, you attract more skinheads than free Rogaine. You have more people marching against you than cancer. You talk like a sign language gorilla who got hit in the head. In fact, the only thing your mouth is good for is being Vladimir Putin's holster. Your presidential library. Your presidential library is going to be a kid's menu and a couple of Jugs magazine. The only thing smaller than your hands is your tax returns. And you can take that any way you want.
All right.
Wow.
So that was pretty hilarious.
And when was this?
This was 2 days ago, 3 days ago.
Uh-huh.
But the problem is he's getting some heat for this one.
That doesn't surprise me.
For saying Trump's mouth is Vladimir Putin's cock holster.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what they took out of that?
Yeah.
That's the part they're pissed about?
Yes, and you're about to find out why.
Okay, fine.
So the Trump flakes went nuts because of the supposed homophobic slur.
Oh, Lord.
So they started the hashtag Fire Colbert in an attempt to remove...
Seriously?
Yeah, in an attempt to remove him from his spot at CBS.
Oh, that's horseshit.
Yeah, it is. So, Now, I've got 2 points on this. The first one's easy.
Okay.
It's about their own hypocrisy, right?
Well, duh.
Imagine that the most anti-LGBT group is now trying to use homophobia to defend their fascist in chief only days before he signs an executive order that will essentially allow open discrimination against LGBT community if it's religiously based.
Mm.
So, think about that.
Right.
But that's not even my issue, because they've got it wrong.
Oh, uh-huh.
They got it 100% wrong, at least in my opinion.
Uh-huh.
So, the joke wasn't even homophobic.
Right. Right.
It was about being in a submissive position at the whim of Putin.
Right. His puppet.
Yeah. It was about the power that Putin has over him that he could demand Trump basically do anything he wants.
Right. And of course, they take it to the homophobic route.
Right. And if you saw this as a slur against gays, then you are the one with the homophobic tendencies. Seriously.
I didn't catch the gay part. So right. I guess not me.
You don't have to be a gay man in order to give a blowjob to another man, obviously.
I can think of a lot of stanzas where that applies.
Exactly. Happens in prison all the time as a symbol of one inmate's power over another. It's
pretty much the number one I was going with is the empowerment of it. Yeah.
And that's how I took it. Uh-huh. It was about Putin's power over Trump. It wasn't about him calling them gay.
I just can't believe out of that whole damn thing, this is what they picked out of that.
Right. And this idea of it's also a metaphor. It's been used for centuries as a way for someone in command to say they hold power over another person.
Right. It all comes back to that whole power trip thing.
Right. That's exactly what it is.
Right. And that's what that was about.
Seriously. Colbert is really good at this kind of comedy. He's been using it for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly believe that's what he meant.
Well, again, in my opinion, I think it comes down to, it's like, you know, the whole religiousness in this country is slowly dying. And they get fiercer and fiercer trying to hang on to it. And this kind of is right there in that same category, in right. my opinion.
So they latched onto this thing they thought would really drum up some support for them. You know, let's defend the gays. It's basically what they're saying.
Really?
And I'm like, no, you're not defending the gays. You're not actually being a homophobe by using this as defense of gays. Because you're not doing it right.
Well, they have this, like, love obsession with Trump, and I don't understand that.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy can't even speak a full sentence at all, ever.
He speaks at a fifth grade level, roughly.
Well, that's kind of insulting fifth graders, but okay.
Well, I doubt he could do Jeff Foxworthy's show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? He'd lose the first round.
Oh, God, yeah.
Considering what he said about Civil War this week.
That's right. With Andrew Jackson?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it.
Anyways.
If we keep going, this will turn into a Trump show, and I don't want a Trump show.
No. No,
please. I wanted to get that out, because that was a really big deal to me today, I think.
Yeah.
It was just insane.
But it was pretty cool to listen to, I think.
Oh, it's funny as hell.
I agree wholeheartedly with everything he said.
Yeah. Anyway, I have other news.
Uh-huh.
We have an action alert.
Do we now?
We do. I should put some bells and whistles or something in there.
Okay.
Maybe not. I don't know. And you can help with an E Pluribus Unum plaque.
Okay. This is the action we need to take?
Yes.
Okay.
On May 11th, the Fresno City Council will be considering the addition of In God We Trust to the council chambers. You know, I'm kind of about that.
Just a little.
And we all know how this is likely to turn out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But there is good news. A local group. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I was still thinking about Trump and the group.
You are group. Sorry. That was terrible. Sorry.
Okay.
Anyways.
The Central Valley Alliance of Atheists and Skeptics is raising money to offer an E Pluribus Unum plaque to go along with it. And they need our help.
I think that is awesome.
They're trying to front load the funds to provide the plaque should it get accepted.
Right.
This is directly from their GoFundMe page.
Mm-hmm.
This GoFundMe demonstrates that the secular community is eager to demonstrate their patriotism and support the placement of the original inclusive motto of the United States, first used on the Great Seal of the United States and signed into law by President Washington.
Right.
Yeah. And it goes on with some other history and how they need to raise some money.
Right. In order to be able to afford to put up the plaque.
Yeah.
Because you have to fight against In God We Trust. Right. You just do.
Absolutely. So the Fresno City, as they said, will meet May 11th, 2017, and they want to meet or exceed their goal of 4,000 by then. That's a short time frame.
Wow. I was going to say the 11th. Holy
moly.
Yeah,
that's really short. So the Original Modern Project is helping out as much as we can. Uh-huh. I mean, we're small, self-funded group, so we don't have a lot of money to give.
Right.
But we do have some support network, and we're using that. And, of course, I'm using the show.
Right. Hopefully they can raise enough funds in such a short time to counteract In God We Trust, because you know that's going through.
Yeah. So the guy who proposed the In God We Trust plaque, I think his name is Bredafield or something similar to that. You know, I'm great with names. He was asked about this because we got some news coverage. And he said that he would not accept anything outside of In God We Trust. He won't even consider E Pluribus Unum or We the People.
You mean solely?
Yeah.
So
Not even including that.
I don't understand.
In God We Trust only is the only thing he'll accept up there.
Well, that's crap.
Yeah, so he says it's because it's our motto.
No, it's a loophole for you to put up your little religious
symbol.
But what's
interesting and almost made him a potter this week is what he did on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
He went around to his church to drum up support.
Of course he did.
But all the while saying it's not a religious phrase. But where does he go for support? To the churches.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. It basically, it's just a loophole for him to be able to put up something that has a religious meaning to him. But it's a slippery slope because it's also the United States motto.
Yeah.
So it's ridiculous.
So here's something interesting. It's got some interesting opposition, too. It's got the UU Church of Fresno is opposing it because they feel it's a religious phrase.
Right.
A church. Now, granted, it's UU, right?
Right, yeah.
And the Interfaith Coalition, which is a bunch of churches, are against it because they feel it's a religious phrase and it doesn't belong on
city
property.
Right, because they full-heartedly believe in separation of church and state.
A bunch of churches doing that now. They're saying it's a religious phrase.
Yeah.
Can we please get this considered a religious phrase?
I mean, when you definitely have churches even saying so, you can't deny it. I mean, when are we going to do away with this as the motto? Even if they don't take E Pluribus Unum as the motto, but something that is more inclusive. This is the melting pot.
Well, that's
and
why,
to say In God We Trust is not a melting pot phrase.
Well, and that's why we've been pushing We the People as well. Because
it's
the first words in the Constitution.
Right. We the
founding
people.
Document.
Which, how can they deny that?
Right.
Because like you said, it's in there.
It is the first three words in our founding document. Period.
Which makes it even more sense to be a good motto.
And we know that's what the founding fathers exactly wrote. There's no question about it.
Right. They wanted government out of the church and church out of government.
Yes, that was pretty obvious by the first
In God We Trust is a very terrible motto.
Yes.
Has In God We Trust invaded your town? Are you tired of government officials who want to plaster In God We Trust on taxpayer-owned property? Are you afraid because your local sheriff placed an In God We Trust decal on the patrol cars? We are here to help. The Original Motto Project is for those who feel the separation of church and state is an important issue and should be honored regardless of your belief or lack thereof. Theists, non-theists, and all free thinkers are welcome. We need your support to show politicians that diversity exists within our nation. And their promotion of a monotheistic religion and push for theocracy will not be tolerated. Stand up and be heard. Join us at originalmotto.us.
Anyways,
I got more news.
All righty.
The Oil City Council in Pennsylvania unanimously voted to remove a park bench that was meant to honor veterans after an atheist group objected to the presence of a biblical inscription on the bench. The inscription reads, "Men who aren't governed by God will be governed by tyrants."
Wow.
First, I want to point out at how interesting. That's not the word. backwards that phrase is.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Ironic. That's the word. because God is. Yeah. God is a tyrant.
Yeah. Well, if you believe in a God, that God. But
the
God
of the Bible is a tyrant.
Right. That's a better phrase.
Right.
Yes.
That should be rewritten as men who are governed by God are governed by tyrants.
Right?
Well, it should be.
Well, I don't understand why that's even on honoring a veteran's bench in the first place.
Well, people have been putting piety and patriotism next to each other for a long, long time, and that's one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
American Atheists sent a letter to the mayor of Oil City to request the Justice Park bench, which was donated in 2003 by a VFW branch, be removed. The group argued that the inscribed text violates the Establishment Clause of the U.S. Constitution and instructs that Congress makes no law respecting an establishment of religion. We've been over this a billion times on the show.
Right.
City Solicitor Robert Varsek admitted that the financial cost of litigation deterred them from pursuing it. They're afraid of getting sued.
Yeah.
And because they know they're going to lose on this one.
Right.
Yeah, he said, our biggest concern is exposure to attorney fees. We would be sued for injunctive relief, and they order the city to remove the bench and for damages, and also be sued for attorney fees under civil rights law. So basically, the winner of a civil rights suit gets to sue the winner to pay for all the legal fees.
Right. Uh-huh.
Which is why civil rights suits generally have to be pretty cut and dried before a lot of civil rights lawyers will take them.
Oh, right.
Because it's really hard to get paid if you lose.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. The Christian-based advocacy group. Oh, wait, I missed a line.
So you skipped something.
Yes, I did. But locals are not giving up. They've launched a Save the Bench campaign where they pledge to contribute over $17,000 if the case goes to court.
In favor of keeping it?
In favor of keeping it. They are so much needing government to promote their religion, they're willing to raise $17,000 to do it.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Not everyone that is a veteran believes in their God.
I know that.
I don't understand why they can't understand that. Yep. So they're dishonoring some of the vets.
Yeah. And the Christian-based advocacy group Liberty Council has offered to provide free legal services to the city, which is pretty normal. Liberty Council does this all the time.
Yes,
they only do it for to defend Christians.
That's the only cases they take.
Yep. I've asked them if they have ever taken any other case, and they never responded to me.
Because they know the answer.
Yeah, because I looked it up. They've never defended anything but a Christian.
That's ridiculous. So odds are they're going to wind up keeping the bench, you think?
No. The city has said they're going to take it down.
Oh, well, that's...
They're going to be smart and take it down.
Well, there's a smart plan.
Because they will get sued. American Atheists will win.
They still need to put something up to honor the veterans.
And that's fine.
But it needs to be something... One that doesn't have any biblical anything on it, any religion of any kind.
There are plenty of secular quotes out there to put on that.
Yeah, I mean, something that has absolutely nothing to do with religion if they want to have a saying on it.
Exactly.
You know, something that's more appropriate to the point, you know?
My name is Jonathan Ariola of TDTF Pod. The more voices you hear, the more we observe and feel, the more we learn about the other facets of this complex and wondrous beast that is humanism and free thought. Join me on the science-loving journey through topics like justice, murder, family, diligence, taste, history, society, race, boob jobs, law, addiction, video games, fear, sacrifice, children. Wait, not sacrificing children, that's not what I mean. Bring the popcorn and watch me break down the issues too deep, too fast. Join me at TDTF Pod. I'm Jonathan Ariola. Talk to you soon.
I got another lawsuit to talk about. Well, not another, but a lawsuit.
I was gonna say, you're all about lawsuits today.
Well, sort of.
Okay.
In 2014, Carl Silverman with the Pennsylvania Nonbelievers contacted House leaders to apply to serve as a chaplain and deliver an invocation before the House. Mm-hmm. Right? This happened all over place, state invocations, right?
Right. You were one of them?
Yes.
Yeah, anyways.
And let's see. Samuel Smith, the former Speaker of the House, said this. We do not believe that government bodies are required to allow non-adherents or non-believers an opportunity to serve as chaplains.
What?
We disagree with your assertion that the House may not disallow atheists from something. May not disallow atheists from giving invocations.
Oh, that's funny.
The following year, Alex something or other, I'm not saying that word, with Americans United for Separation of Church States similarly submitted an inquiry as to whether unbelievers may deliver secular invocation for the House. His request was rejected as well.
So wait, he's saying that
if you don't believe in God,
shouldn't be allowed to give an invocation.
If you don't believe in God, you can't give a prayer. Now we've seen...
Seriously,
we've seen that...
Now this is in a government established building.
This is in the Pennsylvania State House.
Right.
Yes.
So... Seriously?
Yeah. We've actually seen similar issues like this go on in Arizona, where Juan Mendez gave a secular invocation, and the religious were pissed that he didn't follow the rules of naming a higher power.
What?
And they actually said he broke the rules. So they had to give 2 Christian invocations the next day just to cover. And they did it again this year.
I picture like these rituals that they have to do to cover it up.
Swinging chickens over their
head. Yeah, exactly. That's where I'm going with this.
Cracking eggs over bones. I don't know.
I mean, I don't understand that. It is a government establishment. If anything, they shouldn't be doing religious invocations, let alone just kicking out any non-believers, period.
Right.
And here's a question. Is it just non-believers or non-Christians?
Non-believers.
Yeah,
they're
sure
specifically
it is.
Hitting non-believers because they've had Jewish and Muslim clerics and things like that. So it's just atheists.
They're terrified of atheists.
Yes, I know.
What is with that?
Well, last August, 3 atheist groups, Pennsylvania non-believers, the Dillsburg Area Freethinkers, and Lancaster Freethought Society, sued.
Good.
For equal protection under the 14th Amendment and First Amendment violations.
Good.
On Friday, District Judge Christopher Connor dismissed part of the lawsuit, which was the equal protection clause. I can see that. It's kind of hard to get equal protection clause under that. It's a little different. However, he did allow the suit to go forward with the free speech and free exercise of religion of the First Amendment.
Right. It's pretty clear.
Right. Well, and this establishment clause, right?
Mm-hmm.
He says, whether history or tradition sanctify the house's line of demarcation between theistic and non-theistic chaplains is a factual issue for a later day. Establishment clause issue is inherently fact-intensive and must resist the academic intrigue of casting the salient inquiry too narrowly at this juncture.
Translate for slower people.
It's basically government can't tell you whether you can pray or not.
That's pretty much what I was getting, but I'm just making sure. Something along those lines.
So yeah, they're going to continue with the lawsuit, and I hope it comes out in favor of the atheist, which I'm pretty sure it
will.
Well, based on Greece versus Galloway, it should.
I mean, you shouldn't be allowed to silence someone because they don't think the way you do or believe what you believe.
Right. I have a feeling this one might go to Supreme Court and it's going to be decided along party lines, of course.
Right.
But then, and Greece versus Galloway gave us city councils that have to have non-sectarian prayers. Well, so it may be a stepping stone to getting prayers out of Congress.
Now, that would be nice, but it's ridiculous that we actually have to go this route. In this day and age, we have to go through this again.
I agree.
I just, God, whatever.
You're not talking to somebody else around here, are you? You know, this is me. You remember me? George Bailey.
Yep.
Bailey.
Bailey Award this week.
Yes, and Bailey Award means someone that does good without expecting anything in return.
Yeah, roughly.
Almost like a Einstein's quote, similar, I think. I'd always think of that when I say that.
Yeah.
The Einstein quote. Anyways, yeah. That's just me.
This week's Bailey Award goes out to the people of Wyoming.
Wyoming. Yeah. You don't go there too often.
Most of the people of Wyoming, anyway.
Right.
Because they wore tutus to bars last Friday.
To bars?
Bars and public events.
Well, that would be fun to see.
Yeah. This all started when Wyoming Senator Mike Enzi made a statement about men who wear women's clothes to bars and get bullied are asking for it.
Seriously?
Yeah,
I have a quote. Because they wear women's clothes, they're asking to get bullied.
Yeah, just wait.
All right, fine.
In Wyoming, you can be just about anything you want to be, as long as you don't push it in somebody's face. I know a guy who wears a tutu and goes to bars on Friday night and is always surprised when he gets in fights. Well, he kind of asks for it. That is the way he winds up in that kind of problem.
That's like saying that the girl wearing the short mini skirt deserved to get raped.
Exactly. It's victim shaming.
That's horse shit.
Yeah.
It's absolutely ridiculous because our society has men in pants and, well, then again, girls are in pants. But, okay, so women wearing dresses or tutus and men have to wear jeans and pants and all that. They can't wear a tutu or a skirt.
Right.
They should get beat up.
Yeah, gender normality.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. So Wyoming residents found a creative way to protest the anti-LGBT remarks made by one of their U.S. senators.
Yeah, and a senator, no less.
Yeah. Holding tutu-wearing parties at bars and other venues.
Cool.
After the comments met with outrage, Enzi apologized for his poor choice of words.
Poor choice of words? How else was he planning on freaking saying it?
I don't know.
You can't get any more clearer than that.
Yeah. Whether or not they accepted his apology, Wyoming residents turned out in tutus throughout the state and on social media over the weekend.
Awesome.
Butch's Bar in Evansville, a biker hangout, was the site of one of the tutu parties Friday, organized by Gage Williams, the gay son of its owners. Sorry.
You lost sound track. Like you were in the middle of thought.
I was, and it just went away.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is really cool.
Yeah, that was from the Casper Star Tribune.
Yeah.
But that's awesome.
Yeah.
Completely. I mean, that was just, and what's sad is that is someone in a position of power representing their state.
Yeah.
I mean.
And again, using homophobia.
Again, what is up with that?
It's almost like I had a theme this week.
Yeah, I hear the name of the show coming on.
Anyways, it goes on to say, bartenders in tutus pause with their customers to move their hands overhead and sing the song YMCA. upstairs, tutus, feather boas, and people in plain clothes twirled on the dance floor together.
Cool.
Wang Equality and other activists around the state organized hashtag live and let tutu parties in several communities, including Cheyenne, Laramie, Sheridan, and Sheridan.
Your reading skills today suck.
I'm a day off, so.
No, you're just sucking today.
Yeah. In addition to bar parties, there was a live and let tutu family game night at the Unitarian Universal Church of Cheyenne and a tutu sewing workshop in Laramie.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And then last night, Tuesday, Backwards Distilling Company held a tutu Tuesday.
Well, that's hard to say.
Tutu Tuesday. Yeah.
Tutu Tuesday. I think that is awesome.
Yeah, when the people of Wyoming are willing to do something like that, and the pictures were awesome. People were wearing rainbow tutus. And,
see, that would be me.
Yeah.
That's my favorite color.
Boas, and, you know, all decked out in as much, I guess, gay regalia as you could find, right?
That kind of reminds me of Tu Wong Fu.
Yeah.
Because we watched that the other day where we're looking for a drag queen shoe, and so the whole town comes out. Saying, are you looking for me? That's my shoe. And they're all dressed in drag. And that was so awesome.
Yeah.
Now, I was just thinking while you were saying that, it would be interesting if, say, Trump were to say something along those lines and the whole country came out with the whole tutu idea.
Well,
that would be kind of awesome.
Yeah, that would
the
be...
The whole country uniting against it like that, making that kind of a stance. I think that would be
pretty
cool.
Yeah.
I think that would be pretty awesome.
That would be.
But that's what I was thinking about when you were saying that.
Yeah. So the problem is, these people in power need to understand that their words have meanings and they can actually hurt people.
Right.
And that's what this was about. This was about supporting a community that had been admonished and
people
insulted.
Need to understand you got to think before you speak. And as your mother should have told you, if you got nothing nice to say, keep your damn mouth shut.
Well, I don't agree with that.
Well, if you were going to say something mean and hurtful, keep your damn mouth shut.
Otherwise, we would not be sitting here in front of microphones.
I got nothing mean and hateful to say. I only put down people who are mean to other people. So that's not mean and hateful. That's putting someone in check.
All right.
So,
Yeah, fine.
No, I'm sorry. No, I'm not going to be quiet when someone's being an ass.
Well, then there you go. That's why we sit in front of these microphones.
Yeah, so everybody can listen to us bitch about people being an ass.
Well, that's what we do.
Yep. But I think I am done.
Yeah.
I'm good for the week until we come back again. And
hopefully on time next week.
Bitch about someone else. It will definitely be on time. But then again, I can't exactly tell the future, so hopefully we'll have no more injuries or sickness or any of that crap.
Yeah.
Although it doesn't happen often, so I'm sure the odds are in our favor.
May the odds ever be in your favor.
And they will.
And that's all the yucking I got.
Yeah, I think that's enough of chit-chat.
And we will see you next week.
Next week.
We always like to hear your feedback, so leave us a voicemail at 704-802-YAK or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
More input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Patreon page.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye-bye.